Good morning, everyone. It's nice to have everyone on another episode of Money That Is Intercontinental. It's been a joy. It's been amazing so far. I know one of our listeners sent us feedback on YouTube. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your questions. Thank you very, very much. Also, even if you have not sent any comments or feedback or whatever, but you will listen, Paige Krista, that's the person's username. Thank you very much for the comment. But even if you didn't send any comment, thank you all the same. Thank you for listening from wherever part of the world that you are. But before I keep talking, I don't want to keep talking for too long. My amazing co-host is in the building.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Femi. This one that the energy
I think
today.
When they are defining co-hosts, my co-host is the best of the list.
Yes,
I want to say this. If you're doing anything and you don't have an amazing partner or an amazing co-host, I don't think you're going to enjoy that thing, because I'm having fun on this podcast because of my co-host. So, shout out.
Oh, that's so nice.
My co-host. You guys know that she has the voice, you know. I think if some countries, I don't want to mention some people's name, but some countries listen to this voice every day, maybe there'll be less wars in the world. I don't know. But hey, you know, I'm just saying. There's been a lot of stories online. If you read a lot of articles, you read a lot of stories on like how businesses have been scammed, whether by phishing scams, whether by misrepresentation and so on. While they were trying to pay their suppliers, we're trying to transfer the money to their suppliers, I want to kind of try and talk about that and how you can work your way around that. So, Hassana, do you want to like introduce today's topic?
Last week, we talked about due diligence in regards cross-border payment and all. And this week, we'll be talking about how to build a safe and efficient B2B payment workflow for international deals. Because if you're sending large amounts of money to overseas suppliers, contractors, or partners, you need to listen closely, because one wrong click or one fake invoice can cost your business millions. So let's, Femi and I, the One Remit podcast, we're trying to make sure that never happens to you. So now, moving on to why B2B payment workflows matter, is because when you are dealing with international payment, you're not just pressing send.
Rich.
You are dealing with Rich. Multiple currencies, time zones, fraud risks, complex approval processes, and sometimes regulatory red tape. And the fact that B2B payments are often large, because of course when you are doing cross-border transaction businesses, you are spending a lot of money. And you quickly realize that you need a process that is structured, repeatable, and very, very secure. And we believe that a proper workflow helps you catch errors before they become losses. It prevents fraud, like I said, especially from fake invoices or hacked emails and whatnot. And keep everyone from procurement to finance to leadership, aligned.
Very true. Very, very true. First of all, I also want to add that international transactions or supplier transactions are not always large. Sometimes they can be small. So, for example, if you want a website done, and I don't think there's a website that costs $50,000, $100,000. There are materials and supplies that run into $50,000, $100,000, $200,000. But I think, you know, $5,000, $10,000 for a website is a bit, average price in the international market, from $2,000 to $10,000. And that's not, for a good business doing well, or for a large corporation, that's not quite a huge sum. The point I'm trying to make is that it's not always a huge sum. So whether you're handling huge sums or you're handling smaller sums, it's important to, like my partner said, do due diligence and make sure that all the stakeholders in the loop of payment are carried along. All right. So now, how do you do that? I mean, I don't know who said this, but there's a report that over 60% of B2B payment fraud happens because of weak internal controls or missed verification steps. Now, what Hassan was referring to earlier, the internal controls in terms of making sure that there are people in the process whose job is to check and cross-check. But there's also verification steps. Hassan, you want to speak on that?
Yeah, we can start with pre-approval and documentation. Because before money will move, paperwork must move as well. So you should always have a complete file that includes a signed purchase order. Again, I'm not saying it's a one-size-fits-all. But these are important things we feel like you should have. A signed purchase order, a properly formatted invoice, a contract or supplier agreement, and verified supplier information, which includes legal company name, current bank account details. And if anything is missing, just pause first. Mm-hmm. If there's no documentation, there's no payment. And we can also talk about vendor and bank account verification. Because if the supplier says, hey, we have changed our bank details, why do you still want to continue that transaction? Just stop first and process everything. You have to call your known contact on a verified phone number and ask them to confirm the change, if possible, verbally, and check that the new account name matches name on your invoice.
Many, businesses try to do that via email. And that, doesn't solve, usually doesn't solve. I understand why they do it via email. Sometimes company policies, so on and so forth. But at the same time, if it's avoidable, please avoid it. It would save your business a whole lot of money. That's when I've talked about verification and due diligence and how, and I want to talk about the politician. Sometimes companies have internal policies that don't allow them to call the next business to find out. So you just send an email to confirm, oh, is this whatever? And that's how they fall victim to phishing scams. And all of those other scams out there. Sometimes it's just laziness, weak internal controls, like we have said. So what can help is a payment checklist, right? Like Hassana said, so I'm just, reiterating all that she has said before we now go into the payment itself. We've talked about, verifying the vendor, verifying corrections, checking in with stakeholders, phone calls, not emails where possible. And then, talking about using trusted or verifiable platforms. And this is where OneRemit comes into play. But before I tell you how OneRemit comes into play, Hassana, what is OneRemit?
So OneRemit is a platform that helps you with your cross-border payments. I'm sure everybody should already know what OneRemit is because we have been in your faces. But yeah, it helps with cross-border payments. So let's say you're in Nigeria, for instance, and you're trying to send money to your suppliers and all of that. That's another country. So we help you streamline that process. I would kind of say like the middleman. So sometimes because of a lot of issues, hidden fees, regulatory, whatever, it might be difficult for you to do that by yourself. So we help you move your money from your account to the intended destination.
Very correct. Seamlessly. Very correct. I mean, we're referring to businesses now. So when I say your money, I don't mean personal money, we're referring to businesses. So very, very correct. We can now talk about using OneRemit to collect your payments. There is a form to fill on our site. Please fill the form. We'll check out our due diligence. And if everything checks out, then we can move the funds for you so that everything is fine on both sides. Also, keeping digital copies of all supporting documents is helpful. This is not necessarily because you can get scammed. This is because you need to do excellent bookkeeping. And then between your suppliers, you need to be able to keep track of what's going on. But more importantly, it might help you in closing either a fundraiser or a bigger announcement or a bigger partner. Because they see how meticulous you are with your books. And they're like, oh, I want that. I want this kind of thing in my company.
So yes, as Femi has said, record keeping is really, really, really important. And
yep.
Clean records as well is very, very important. So you save the invoice, payment proof, approval trail in a digital platform. Tag the payment to the right project or the supplier. These are just tips that we are sharing. Again, it's not like a one-size-fits-all. Reconcile it weekly with your bank statement and vendor confirmation and log all issues or delays so you can learn and improve. So the goal of this is simple. If someone asks, where did this 8 million naira go? Your record should answer that question in 30 seconds. There are also some extra tips to help businesses manage cross-border payments better. So plan your international payment ahead and monitor exchange rates. You can also create a vendor verification checklist, especially when dealing with new or unfamiliar partners, and work with platforms that offer support, not just transaction. And this is where I'm going to say One Remit is going to solve your problem in this regard. Basically helping you stay compliant, making sure your money gets to the destination without any hassle. Because you always remember that the goal isn't to just send money.
Yeah.
To send money safely, on time.
Very correct.
With confidence.
Very, very correct. All right. And with that, we have come to the end of today's podcast. Shout out to you guys who are listening on Spotify, YouTube, Substack, and any other platform where you're finding us and listening to us right now. You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. To my able and fantastic partner, thank you very much for being amazing.
Thank you so much. Bye.